Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Thank you.
This is Spinning Jazz. It is Pete Evans with you till 11 o'clock this morning with Vinyl Magic. Starting off with a couple of tunes in memory of the wonderful Benny Golson, a fantastic composer and tenor saxophonist who passed away at the grand old age of 95 this past week. And that was from 1959 on New Jazz Records. It was Staccato Swing from the album Gone with Golson, and on that particular track his tenor sax was joined by Curtis Fuller on trombone, Ray Bryant was playing piano, Tom Bryant was on bass, and Al Harewood was playing the drums. And he was also an integral part around that time, 59-60, of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. And this next one is another Benny Golson tune called Along Came Betty from the album known as Moaning. It's actually just entitled Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. And on this one he's joined by Lee Morgan on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, and Art Blakey at the drums. Welcome along. Great music between now and 11, and RIP, the wonderful, talented, and always elegant Mr. Benny Golson.
Thank you.
the immense talent of Dudley Moore from 1965 on Decca Records. The album is called The Other Side of Dudley Moore. That's the Dudley Moore Trio and one of Dudley's tunes, Take Your Time. Dudley Moore on piano, Pete McGurk on bass, Chris Caron playing the drums. We're going to stay with the UK trios, this time moving to the Spotlight label, 1979, an album recorded in London. This is Joe Douglas on piano, Chris Lawrence on bass, Dave Barry playing the drums. The album's called Visage. This is one of Joe Douglas's tunes, This Girl, and this is Spinning Jazz. Pete Evans with you till 11.
Thank you.
definitive, excellent early hard bop there from the band that in many ways defined the term hard bop, probably along with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. That was Clifford Brown and Max Roach's Quintet from 1954 on Mercury Records. And that was Clifford Brown's evergreen tune, Joy Spring. Clifford Brown on trumpet, Max Roach playing the drums, Harold Land on tenor saxophone, George Morrow on bass, and Richie Powell was playing the piano. Now, yesterday would have been my dear pal John May's 89th birthday, and I never listened to jazz really without thinking about John, but I'm going to play three tunes back to back, which I just cannot help but think of the great times we had together, and these particular tunes mean a lot to me and my memories of the great man. And I'm going to play these for Karen, Dan and Katie and Emma. Hope you enjoy these, sending you lots of love, starting with this one from Horace Silver from 1958 on the Blue Note 1500 series from the album Further Explorations. This is the fantastic Moon Rays, and on this track you're going to hear Art Farmer on trumpet, Clifford Jordan on tenor saxophone, Horace Silver on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Lewis Hayes playing the drums. I remember listening to this with John in St Albans, and it was way back in the 80s before all the Blue Notes were getting regularly reissued, and very generously John let me borrow his mint Blue Note deep groove mono original of it. And I remember listening to this tune, and also many times driving down to St Albans to see John and to go shopping in London. We used to spend day going around all the shops when there were probably more shops than there are now to browse through in our search for jazz vinyl. Anyway, driving down in the car, I often had this on an old cassette tape. And yes, as I say, these next three tracks are particular poignant memories for me of my dear and much missed pal, John May.
Thank you. Thank you.
from 1959 on Blue Note Records. That's Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Art Taylor at the drums. The album Swing Swang Swingin', and that was Cole Porter's I Love You. And before that, from 1961 on the Jazzland label, the album Starting Time, it was Clifford Jordan and Down Through the Years. Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Clifford Jordan on tenor saxophone, Cedar Walton on piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Albert Heath playing the drums. Precious memories of a dear friend. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with something more recent from the early 80s on Nilva Records. That's Alvin Queen's label. This is Bill Saxton. The album is Beneath the Surface. This is Third World Express.